So it seems so terrible to us. Things that you seem, you know, like we can't even imagine hardly being in these situations. People can rise above and they can find happiness even within these situations. She went on to change her life. She said after that experience, she said, I was afraid of nothing. She said, went ahead. So one thing she wanted to do was go back to school, even though she was in her 30s. Went back, she finished college, she got her doctorate, and she became a psychologist. So that changed her life. That was her conversion experience, I guess. The last person that I want to mention is Viktor Frankl. Probably, how many of you are aware of Viktor Frankl or ever read some of his books? You know, Man's Search for Meaning. And he started logotherapy, which one of the things he started, of course, with this logotherapy was really, he's saying the same thing, right? That logotherapy, logo means meaning. And so what he's saying is that people without meaning to life are going to be depressed or unhappy. What depression is the other side of the coin from being happy. So he bases, of course, all of his understanding where he originally had his experience in the Nazi concentration camp, Auschwitz, Dachau. He was in those places and he survived for several years. And that was his experience. So people that don't have this source, that don't have this ultimate source, that this is a positive source of power and meaning and control in our lives. And if that's absent, then you're left with meaningless. You're left with depression. You're left with anxiety and conflict. So the absence of this, it may be one of the great sicknesses of our time. And so, and I think that's happened, and that's maybe the reason, maybe because 60s, 70s, and sort of the absence and the anti-movement away from this, that it's got a rebound movement, and why spirituality is becoming an important force in the world today, perhaps. But, in any way, that's possibly why people keep coming back to religion, keep coming back to spirituality, to provide this meaning, provide this inner power for them.